ABC Radio Australia.
A new study in Fiji has found that ivermectin can reduce serious complications from scabies when given to people on a mass scale. The drug attracted controversy during the COVID-19 pandemic. Former US President Donald Trump was urging people to use it to treat the disease, but doctors were saying not to do that. And while it might not be effective in dealing with COVID, for years it has worked to treat antiparasitic diseases like scabies. Our reporter Jordan Fennell spoke with Murdoch Children's Research Institute Professor Andrew Steer.
I think what we've learnt about ivermectin over the past couple of years is it's not an effective drug for COVID. But in fact, we've been working with ivermectin for over a decade for scabies, and the experience of ivermectin in other parasitic infections goes back a couple of decades. And in fact, the discoverers of ivermectin won the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 2015 for the contribution of the drug in reducing the burden of parasitic infections around the world, particularly in Africa and in Latin America. And what we're excited about with this study is that ivermectin, we've shown, can also be highly effective for scabies.
Tell me just a little bit about, I guess, of the impact that scabies has on the Fijian population. It affects about 20% at one time, up to half of children in Fiji. If you can't treat it, what is scabies doing to the body and how is it impacting on society?
Yeah, scabies is a highly contagious skin infection caused by a tiny mite. You need a microscope to see the mite, and that mite burrows into the skin. That causes really intense itching, particularly at nighttime when it keeps you awake. And what we see in Fiji and other tropical settings is that that breakdown in the skin and that itching and scratching that occurs can lead to secondary bacterial infection, otherwise known as skin sores or impetigo. And that can then also go on to cause more severe skin infections and serious bacterial infections, including of the bloodstream, and may also lead to kidney failure and heart disease.
This is one dose ivermectin. What does that mean in terms of getting the medicine out to people across Fiji and its effectiveness in, I guess, being able to jump on the problem if someone has scabies and how to treat it effectively?
Yeah, the approach for this study and the work that we've been doing for a little while is an approach called mass drug administration or community treatment. So the idea there is that we know that the parasitic infection, in this case scabies, is affecting a lot of people in a community at the one time. And in fact, some people may have the mite, the scabies mite, but may not quite realise it yet. So the idea is that we treat the whole community at the one time, kill all of the mites that are on people's skin so they can't transmit it to anybody, and therefore, you know, reduce the burden of disease very quickly and stop people transmitting the mite and the parasite to other people. And we showed in our study that was highly effective in the entire population of the northern division of Fiji, which is over 130,000 people.
And I guess, how much of an impact is this research going to have, or this study, perhaps broadening it out to a wider scope? Is this an issue across the rest of the Pacific? What can it lead to in terms of further studies and how to treat scabies?
Yeah, well, first, in terms of, you know, the rest of the Pacific and beyond, we know that scabies occurs right across the Pacific region. So we have shown previously that the mass drug administration approach to scabies can really reduce the number of people with scabies in a community really effectively. Our first studies in Fiji and Solomon Islands showed around about a 95% reduction. So from now about 20 to 30% of people having scabies down to under 2%. And the really exciting thing is that this study showed that not only does this approach reduce the number of people with scabies, it also reduces the number of people with the complications of scabies. So we showed that the number of people going to the clinic for problems related to scabies, such as the skin sores or the more serious infections, reduced by one-fifth or 20%. And the same with people being required to be admitted to hospital because they were sick with the complications of scabies was also reduced by 1/5 or 20%.
The outcomes seem extremely positive. I'm wondering, how accessible is this drug for countries in the Pacific to access and then to take out to people who are dealing with scabies? Can it be made in labs that are in the hubs in the Pacific, or is it imported from overseas? How does that work?
So for the other parasitic infections that I mentioned at the start, which the discoverers won the Nobel Prize for Medicine, that's two conditions called lymphatic filariasis and elephantiasis, and another one called river blindness. And so there's a donation program for that around the world. So we're sort of thinking now about how can we get access to the ivermectin drug in a sustainable and ongoing way. In the Pacific, we're working with partners in the Fiji Ministry of Health and the Solomon Islands Ministry of Health, along with the Kirby Institute in New South Wales, where we've established the World Scabies Program. And that is funding supply of the treatment and the program for two rounds of mass drug administration in both countries over the next couple of years, which is exciting. And so we're thinking about the next steps beyond that. How do we come up with a sustainable approach? The World Health Organization recognized scabies as an official neglected tropical disease in 2017. That's really helped with a lot of the action. And there's a roadmap by the World Health Organization towards elimination of scabies as a public health problem across the world. And that includes a mass drug administration approach where appropriate. For the Pacific, you know, we are very keen for Australian and New Zealand governments to participate in this work. We do see this kind of approach as being highly effective and we think cost effective. You know, we'd really welcome the contributions from Australian and New Zealand governments in this area.